The views from the top are stunning, and both archaeologically and from a folklore perspective, it's a really, really important site in Sligo and our Neolithic heritage. There's no public access there. There's no public right away, and it's a real shame. You know, I know recently during Heritage Week, a grouping from the Carrow Association weren't able to bring, and I think they have to turn away something like 70 to 80 people who are looking forward to a guided tour. I know it's a commonage issue. There's a 2/3 landowner and a 1/3 landowner. Both would be interested in a sale, and we need to sit down and make it happen, because the National Monument Service are saying they won't purchase unless they can purchase the full amount of the land. They need to really sit down and be proactive about this to get a solution, because look, the people of Sligo deserve access to the cairn, and you know, and we have a method to do that now. So you know, I think the time for kicking this down the road is over. Like, it's time for action on this one.
And this is another area where we all know about the historical nature of Sligo, and this is another site where, you know, that the potential of it is huge.
Absolutely massive, and it really is. I know in terms of the UNESCO World Heritage bit, this was seen as one of the most important sites in Sligo. And I think when you stand on it, it really does hit home, because it's almost like, I'd say, a centre point in a compass, where you can see Knocknarea, you can see Ben Bulbin, the Ox Mountains. It really is stunning, very special place up there, and it's just a shame that, you know, you can't visit it, you can't bring your families up to see it right now. So yeah, we really need to do something about that urgently.